This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. This weekend is the inaugural Boston Women's Film Festival, a showcase for women's work in film from around the world. The organizers say the time has come for this, although the city did formerly have such a festival until about 15 years ago. The new festival wants to honor the legacy of its predecessor, making Boston a destination for this type of cinematic experience. Erin Tron joins us. She's the TV and film contributor for The Artery, WBUR's arts and culture team. Hi, Erin.
Hi.
So lots on tap with this weekend's Women's Film Festival. But first, what is this history in Boston with women's work in film?
Well, Boston had this amazing festival called the Boston International Festival of Women's Cinema. It ran for 11 programs from 1993 to 2003, and it really transformed how the industry saw women's films made by women, as well as the Boston audience's idea about what was possible. It was just a game changer and brought in all the heavy hitter filmmakers of the indie film movement that were women. And it was a place for people to gather and kind of celebrate these new voices in film.
Erin, how are the organizers of this new Boston Women's Film Festival paying homage to the predecessor?
Well, they're also prioritizing premieres, so they want to introduce Boston to new filmmakers working around the globe. 17 films this year, they're all directed by women. The films take risks, they challenge norms, they tell really a kaleidoscope of stories of women's lives around the world. Here's Joanne Graziano, the executive director of the new festival.
That original festival was thinking about women's vision, and we are thinking about women's vision. What it is women bring to the idea of cinematography, what it is women bring to the idea of what you can represent on screen. We're not only representing women's issues per se, but maybe a women's sensitivity to the human condition or the human experience.
So it seems that people are really ready to see that kind of sensitivity on screen.
Well, you know, what's changed in the landscape of women's film from, you know, the 1990s, early 2000s, when Boston had a women's film festival before, to now? I mean, here we are in the age of hashtag Me Too.
On one hand, you know, the stats have not changed dramatically. Men still outnumber women in principal crew across the board, and women are still wanting and needing more nuanced roles to play on screen. Yet, even still, a festival like this, the lineup that it presents, there's a lot of hope out there in terms of really remarkable stories being told by women on their own terms. And film is very powerful, and if someone can see themselves on screen for the first time, they're going to remember that, and it's going to make an impact on them.
What are some of your favorite films from this festival?
I absolutely loved one called I Am Not a Witch. It's about a 9-year-old girl who gets hauled off to witch camp for being kind of just, sort of a strange kid. But of course, the whole thing is a parody of patriarchal culture. And in this clip, you hear the government official who is responsible for it kind of explaining how it comes to be.
She's a witch. And it's very difficult for you to tell whether a witch is happy or sad. We don't go around scouting for witches. They are brought to us.
But you said at the beginning that, you know, she's young, and I think that's where the lot of interest is from the nation, that she's very young, and yet we're claiming, I'll use that term, that she's a witch. What if she's actually just but a child?
So you can hear, I hope, some of the absurd humor that this is laced throughout this film. It's just wildly creative, totally unexpected, sometimes funny, always beautiful, and then also just emotionally devastating. I highly recommend it. It's playing at the MFA through the end of October, so it's actually playing there beyond this festival.
Well, Erin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Erin Tron is the TV and film contributor for The Artery, WBUR's arts and culture team. Boston Women's Film Festival is screening films this weekend at the Brattle Theater in Cambridge and the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. This is 90.9 WBUR.